A shadow in the sunlit square, loyalty's price, justice unseen. A shadow in the sunlit square, Cale Varn stepped out of the narrow alley, blinking away the dim light that had been his companion for weeks. His eyes stung from the sudden radiance of the sunlit square, a place where few people ventured after sundown and fewer still at noon. The city's mercantile district bustled around him, merchants calling out their wares, traders bartering, and messengers dashing between carriages. Cale slid into the crowd, eyes scanning for the meeting point. His instructions from the order had been cryptic, but the address was unmistakable: a small, elegantly designed office in the district's heart. The sign above the door read Curators of Fine Antiques, but Cale knew it as a drop for clandestine meetings and coded transactions. The curator who greeted him, a woman named Iriel, ushered him into a dim room deep within the premises. A single window let in a sliver of sunlight, casting an oblique shadow across the polished wooden table where the two sat. "Cale Varn," she said, her voice low and precise, "I trust your extractions have been fruitful." Cale inclined his head, studying the cupped pages of the small notebook she handed him. Each sheet was a ghostwritten letter from a member of House Valen, penned in the early days of their downfall. His specialty, subtle correction, didn't always require violence, but it demanded precision and an awareness of where the lines truly lay between justice and vengeance. "The balance shifts," he said finally, handing her the notebook, "as does the price of loyalty." Iriel's eyes flickered to a spot on his sleeve, a drop of crimson already darkening there the first cost of magic for this particular task. He'd been warned that House Valen had connections to the Nightforge and their agents were not known for their mercy. The weight of his work hung in every glance he exchanged with Iriel. He stood as she nodded, a silent signal their conversation was over. Cale's thoughts turned towards the square outside where shadows lengthened with the sun's descent, casting long fingers across the cobblestones. It was time for him to leave the light behind, not just of day, but of sight, and rejoin his other life in the dark. Before departing, a piece of parchment slipped from Cale's sleeve as he pocketed the notebook, a letter penned in haste by someone named Follows. He read the lines quickly: "Trust no one, especially those who claim to watch over you." The ink was fresh, it must have been written just before his task. Unease settled into his gut like a cold draft. As he emerged from the office, Cale tucked the parchment into his jacket pocket and walked further into the square, avoiding the main streets. The night that followed would be more demanding than any day this week for him, and, it seemed, for many others in this city where justice was a whispered rumor. The sounds of the square faded as he navigated its edges, a labyrinth of side streets and narrow alleys that led him toward the city's poorer districts. The air grew thick with the smells of roasting meats and freshly baked bread, mingling with the acrid tang of cheap candles and coal smoke. Cale wove through the crowds, his eyes scanning for any sign of his contact, a hooded figure known only as Raven. He spotted her near a street vendor's cart, her back to him as she haggled over a bundle of coarse cloth. Her movements were economical, every gesture a subtle negotiation. The vendor's tone grew shrill as they walked away with their purchase, and Cale caught up to her in a narrow passageway between two taller buildings. She turned, her eyes the only feature visible under the hood. "Time's short," she said, without preamble. "The Nightforge's agents have been asking questions." Her voice was low and even, but a thread of tension vibrated beneath it, like the strings of a well-strung lute. "They're getting close." Cale's gaze drifted to the parchment in his pocket, Thalos's warning echoing through his mind. Raven handed him a small pouch containing a few silver florins and a folded note with an address on it. The handwriting was unfamiliar, but the location wasn't far from the Curators of Fine Antiques. A subtle nod toward Iriel, perhaps. "This is your next extraction," she said. "Meet with Alarivex at the Red Griffin Inn. She'll have information about House Valen's downfall." Cale took the pouch and the note, weighing his options. The Nightforge's agents might be closing in, but Alarivex was a wild card, one whose involvement could either lead him deeper into the heart of the conspiracy or further down the ash roads. With a curt nod, he accepted the mission and set off toward the Red Griffin Inn, Raven disappearing back into the crowd as suddenly as she appeared. Kale's thoughts turned to Alara Vex, a smuggler and black marketeer with connections to several factions vying for power in the city. She was known for her ruthless pragmatism, but also for her vast network of informants and spies. If anyone could provide information on House Valen's downfall, it would be her. As he walked, Kale tucked the parchment into his jacket pocket, its edges creasing against Thalos's letter. The weight of his mission had grown heavier, like a stone in his chest. He wondered if the price of loyalty was always paid in coin, or sometimes in secrets and shadows. The Red Griffin Inn loomed ahead, its wooden sign creaking in the gentle breeze. The patrons spilling out onto the street were an assortment of merchants, guardsmen, and travelers, all drawn to the establishment's cheap ale and warm hearth. Kale pushed through the crowd, scanning for Alara Vex's familiar face or anyone who might be watching him on her behalf. Inside, the air was thick with smoke and the murmur of conversation. He made his way toward a table near the fire, where a woman with an unremarkable face sat nursing a mug of ale. She looked up as he approached, her gaze lingering for a moment before returning to her drink. Kale recognized the hesitation Alara Vex had a habit of sizing up strangers before committing to conversation. He slid into the chair across from her, and the warmth of the fire pit cast an orange glow over the small, cramped space between them. "You're Kale Varn," she said finally, without introducing herself. Her voice was like velvet over stone smooth, but with a hidden edge. "I've heard about your work for the Order." Ilara Vex's eyes narrowed as she leaned back in her chair, cradling her mug between her hands. "You're not like most collectors," she said, her gaze flicking to the notebook pages he'd returned, then back to his face. "I'm told you correct the ledger." The word hung in the air like a challenge, a test of whether Kale would confirm or deny his specialty. "I correct the balance," he replied, his voice low and even, matching the beat of the fire crackling behind her. "Sometimes it requires more than just adding or subtracting figures." Ilara Vex's smile was a thin, mirthless line. "I see." She set her mug down, her hands moving with an almost feral precision to extract a small vial from her bodice. "This might interest you, information about House Valen, though not all of it is pleasant." Kale's eyes drifted to the vial as Alara poured its contents into a chalice she'd pulled from beneath the table. The liquid shimmered like oil on water, but it reeked of something far darker, something that clung to his skin and made his stomach turn. "What is that?" he asked, his voice measured. "A gift from a collector," Ilara said, her eyes glinting in the firelight. "It's been tested. You'll see the truth when you drink it." Kale's instincts screamed warning, but his curiosity won out over his hesitation. He picked up the chalice and hesitated, feeling the weight of Irial's blood on his sleeve before lifting the liquid to his lips. The taste was like nothing he'd ever experienced, a bitter, astringent flavor that spread through his mouth and down his throat, leaving him gasping for breath. Visions flooded his mind, images of a city in ruins, buildings reduced to ash and rubble, the sounds of screams and weeping echoing through the streets. He saw House Valen's downfall, not as he'd been told, but as it truly was a brutal, merciless annihilation that left no one untouched. When Kale opened his eyes, the fire pit seemed to have shifted, the flames now dancing in sync with his racing heartbeat. Ilara Vex leaned forward, her face inches from his own. "Do you see?" she whispered, her voice barely audible over the pounding in his ears. Ilara Vex's breath tickled his cheek, her eyes burning with an intensity that made Kale recoil. He sat back in his chair, gasping for air as the visions faded, leaving him dazed and disoriented. The fire seemed to have grown hotter, the flames now a deep, fiery red that danced across Alara's face like she was consumed by the very embers. What is this?" he asked, his voice shaking, but still trying to keep its even tone. He wiped the sweat from his forehead with the back of his hand, feeling the coolness of the night air on his skin as if it could clear the haze from his mind. Ilara Vex's smile was a thin, mirthless line once more, her eyes glinting in the firelight like polished steel. "The gift of truth," she said, her voice low and husky. "It will show you the darkness that lies within, Caelvarn the rot at the heart of House Valen's downfall." She leaned back in her chair, cradling her mug once more, but her gaze never wavered from his face. Kael's mind reeled as he tried to piece together the images he'd seen. It was all so different from what Thalos had told him. No grand betrayal, no noble sacrifice. Just chaos and destruction on a scale that defied comprehension. He felt like he was drowning in the aftermath of the vision, his thoughts tangling around the questions he couldn't ask. The Red Griffin's patrons began to murmur, their voices rising as they shifted toward the fire pit, drawn by some unseen force. Ilara Vex raised her hand, her fingers drumming against the mug as she signaled for silence. The room seemed to hold its breath, waiting for something or someone to make a move. A figure emerged from the shadows near the entrance, tall and imposing in his dark leather armor, a hood pulled up over his head. He moved with an air of quiet confidence, as if he owned the very room itself. His eyes locked onto Kael, and for a moment, they just stared at each other, the tension between them palpable. "This is Riker," Ilara said, her voice still low, but with a hint of warning. "One of my associates. He's been watching over you, Caelvarn." She leaned forward, her eyes glinting in the firelight once more. "Now it's time for me to be paid and for you to leave." As Riker stepped closer, his presence seemed to darken the air around him, like a shadow spreading across the room. Kael felt Alara's eyes flicker to the collector in her vial, now almost empty on the table between them. He wondered what it would have cost her, and herself, to extract that truth from its contents. Riker reached their table, his movement fluid as he slid into the chair beside Ilara, his gaze never leaving Kael's face. The air seemed to thicken around him, heavy with an unspoken question. What was he doing here? "Payment is always a pleasure," Riker said finally, his voice deep and gravelly, with a hint of an accent Kael didn't recognize. Ilara Vex leaned back in her chair, her eyes never leaving Kael's as she poured another measure from the vial into the chalice. The liquid seemed to burn brighter, its color shifting towards gold now, like the fire had itself been distilled into this one moment. "Kael's work is valuable," she said, her voice still smooth, but with a note of steel beneath. "He's going to need your help." Riker's gaze didn't waver as he reached for the chalice, his movements deliberate and calculated. "What kind of help?" Kael asked, trying to keep his tone steady despite the unease growing in his chest. Ilara Vex smiled again, the thin line of her lips seeming to mock him. "We need someone familiar with the inner workings of House Valen," she said, her eyes never leaving Kael's face. "Someone who can help us unravel a thread that's gone missing." She glanced at Riker, then back to Kael. "You'll be joining me on a little errand." The air around Riker seemed to coalesce into a physical presence as he leaned forward, his voice taking on a low, menacing tone. "This isn't just about House Valen," he said, his words dripping with an undercurrent of violence. "It's about what lies beyond the reach of our associates." Kael felt Alara's hand settle on his arm, her touch light, but reassuring. The patrons of the Red Griffin had grown restless again, their whispers and murmurs rising to a low hum as they sensed the tension at the table. Ilara Vex raised her hand once more, this time with a sharp gesture that fell like a slap against the air. "Enough," she said, her voice cutting through the noise like a blade. The room subsided into silence, the patrons regarding them with a mixture of curiosity and wariness. Riker's eyes narrowed as he leaned back in his chair, his hand curling around the chalice as if he'd been ready to drain it dry at any moment. "We're not here to play games," he said, his voice low and deadly. Kael felt a shiver run down his spine as Ilara Vex reached for the notebook pages he'd returned. "Games?" she repeated, her smile glinting like moonlight on broken glass. "I think we're well beyond games, Riker. She began to sort through the papers, her movements quick and precise as she separated out specific pages, her eyes scanning each one with an intensity that made Kale's skin prickle. "This one," she said finally, holding up a page filled with small, intricate symbols. "This is what we're looking for." Kale's mind reeled as he recognized the symbols, the seal of House Valen, used only on documents of the utmost secrecy. What was Alara Vex doing with it? And what did she plan to do with him? Riker's eyes locked onto the page, his expression unreadable beneath the hood that cast a dark shadow over his face. Alara Vex slid the paper across the table to him, her movements economical as she poured another measure of liquid from the vial into her mug. The color had deepened, now a rich amber that seemed to glow with an inner light. Kale's gaze darted between them, his mind racing to keep pace with the unfolding conversation. What did Alara Vex hope to find in those documents? And what lay beyond the reach of their associates? He felt a shiver run down his spine as Riker's fingers closed around the page, the seal of House Valen embossed on it like a brand. "This is not possible," Riker said finally, his voice low and rough. "The sigil's been lost for years." He looked up at Alara Vex, his eyes narrowing as he studied her face in the firelight. "How did you get this?" Alara Vex raised an eyebrow, her expression serene as she cradled her mug in both hands. "Let's just say I have sources," she said, her voice smooth as silk. "This is what we need to uncover a piece of the puzzle that's been hidden for too long." Her eyes flicked to Kale, then back to Riker. "I'm willing to pay for your expertise, Riker. You and I both know what's at stake." Riker's gaze lingered on Alara Vex, his face a mask of intensity as he studied her words. The air seemed to vibrate with tension between them, like the moment before a storm breaks. "I'll need more information," he said finally, his voice dripping with skepticism. The patrons of the Red Griffin had begun to shift and murmur once more, their faces illuminated by the firelight as they sensed the growing interest around the table. Alara Vex raised her hand again, silencing them with a gesture that was almost imperceptible. "We can discuss details in private," she said, her voice low and persuasive. "I think we both know what's at risk if this doesn't get resolved." Riker leaned back in his chair, his eyes never leaving Alara Vex's face as he reached for the chalice once more. The liquid seemed to burn with an inner fire, its color deepening to a crimson that made Kale's skin prickle with unease. "Tell me," Riker said finally, his voice measured and deliberate, like a man weighing his options before making a decision. As he spoke, the door to the Red Griffin creaked open, admitting a figure clad in dark leather armor, their features obscured by the hood cast over their face. The air around them seemed to darken, as if night itself had entered the room. "I think that's enough talk for now," they said, their voice low and gravelly, like Riker's but with a slightly different cadence. The figure in dark leather armor slipped into the room, their movements fluid as a shadow, and Riker's eyes never wavered from Alara Vex's face. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as the newcomer's gaze swept across the table, settling on him for an instant before moving on to Alara Vex. "You've got more than just the collector's mark on you," the figure said, their voice dripping with malice. "And you're not in any position to be playing games." Riker's hand tightened around the chalice, his knuckles white as he leaned forward, his eyes never leaving Alara Vex's face. "What business do you have here?" he growled, the air around him seeming to thicken with an unspoken threat. The figure in dark leather armor smiled, a thin line that barely registered on their features beneath the hood. "Just collecting debts," they said, their voice as cold as the winter wind. Kale felt Alara Vex's hand tighten on his arm, her grip like a vice as she leaned back in her chair. The patrons of the Red Griffin had fallen silent once more, their faces aglow with a mixture of fear and curiosity as they watched the exchange unfold. Riker's eyes seemed to bore into Alara Vex, searching for something, but she merely raised an eyebrow, her expression serene as she leaned back in her chair. "I think you'll find our business is private," she said, her voice dripping with silk. The figure in dark leather armor chuckled, a low, mirthless sound that sent shivers down Kale's spine. Riker pushed his chair back from the table, his movements fluid as he rose to his feet, the chalice still clutched in one hand. "I think it's time we took this conversation outside," he said, his voice low and deadly. The figure nodded, a slow movement that seemed to uncoil like a snake slithering from its nest. As they turned towards the door, Ilara Vex's grip on Kale's arm tightened, her eyes never leaving Riker's face. "Wait," she said, her voice sharp as a blade cutting through the air. The room fell silent once more, the patrons watching with bated breath as Riker paused, his back to them, and Ilara Vex leaned forward, her eyes locked onto something beyond Kale's shoulder. "You're not here for me," she said, her voice dripping with an unspoken threat. The figure in dark leather armor turned back to her, their face still hidden beneath the hood, but their gaze seemed to flicker towards Ilara Vex like a snake sensing prey. "I think I am," they said finally, their voice low and gravelly, as they took a step closer to the table. Ilara Vex's grip on Kale's arm tightened, her eyes never leaving the figure's face. "I'm afraid not," she said, her voice dripping with confidence. The air around her seemed to thicken, like mist gathering in the cold of dawn.